Hi, I'm Libby.
And I'm Riley, and welcome to On the Come Up. As young professionals ourselves, we're constantly striving to connect and uplift young people in the Toledo community. Our podcast is featuring young entrepreneurs and professionals in the area from all different industries and walks of life who are making an impact in Toledo.
We're excited to have our guests discuss their background, their education and training, and give any advice for other young professionals like us. We're also going to take a look at varying pop culture trends among Gen Zers like ourselves and discuss or debunk them, maybe even a little Roman Empire. Hey girl, what are you doing?
Girl, don't interrupt me. I'm meditating. I'm practicing my mindfulness because okay. I think we as a culture are not doing enough to get mindful.
I mean, I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I just think I need to learn a little bit more about how I can be more mindful in my day to day.
Yeah, I think we could all use that. And luckily, we have the president and CEO of the Toledo Mindfulness Institute, Isabella Wyke, here today.
We are so excited to have the lovely Isabella here with us today.
Yay. Hi, friends.
Hello, gorgeous. How you doing?
Oh, I'm really good. Oh, I'm really happy to see you guys.
We're so happy you're here.
Oh, yeah. We're honestly all just having a brat summer, as Chris would say, and living our lives. So we're excited to walk through your professional pursuits and some of your more extracurricular pursuits as well. We are so excited. So first, just tell us a little bit about your background and kind of like walk us through your childhood.
Yeah, so I was born not in Toledo. Many people be like, what? I was born on the East Coast and moved here when I was really young. And I have a very deep connection with the roots in Toledo. So I went to Toledo School for the Arts. And I loved it. I'm a jazz singer, and I really loved how when I was at TSA, all of the people around me were very artistic and very interested in seeing the world through the lens of an artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that was really, it was a fun way to grow up, you know?
For sure.
Like from sixth grade all the way to senior year, that's how I was taught to view the world is through the lens of an artist.
That sounds great. Like, such a creative, fun place.
It was. It really was. And what's so cool about TSA is that it was actually, it's an old factory building in downtown.
And super cool.
Yeah, that's a thread that I feel in my life has continued. I love old buildings. I love, like, repurposing old buildings. But
well, it makes sense that you're such a Toledo ride or die because obviously Toledo is so full of such rich history and such rich architecture and all of that. So I feel like that's pretty on brand for you, Isabella.
It kind of is. I've been having a lot of fun as I graduated from UT to like think about personal branding. And there are definitely people that I admire in Toledo where it's like, you know what they're about.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, without forcing that, it's been really fun to step into that.
Right.
Yeah, like, what are the things that I care about? And then not being afraid to express those out, because then the right people are like drawn to it. And I get to make friends that also care about those things.
But you weren't born here. So you came here with your parents when you were young. Mm-hmm. So what made your family move to Toledo and what made you fall in love with it?
So my dad's family is all here. Mm-hmm. My parents had me in Boston, right? And then my grandparents were like, we really want her, me,
yes.
to be in Toledo. So they basically helped my dad to create and open his dojo, gave him the space to do that, to have his own Aikido dojo and to start the seeds of the Buddhist Temple of Toledo.
Yeah,
and awesome. So my parents were like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go.
And what was that like for you to grow up around like the Buddhist faith?
It was amazing. And I'm seeing the seeds of that experience in everything I do now. Buddhism Absolutely. Is very much, it's also very much considered a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that means is that when I am connecting with someone. My main primary objective, like in life, is to alleviate the suffering of the world. Yeah. For myself and for other people.
That's really beautiful.
Wow, you sound like a terrible person.
Well, it's just, it's like it's like my North Star.
Yeah.
And so that's in everything that I do. And that directly comes from my Buddhist upbringing. Also the coping skills of knowing how to meditate, knowing how to listen to myself and listen to other people.
Yeah, we definitely want to get into a little bit later. I do want to back up, though. So you are a UT grad, which is awesome.
Go Rockets, baby.
I was about to say, hold on. You're talking to a BG grad here. We got a little rivalry.
No, hey. I kind of support it. I love it. So, yeah, what made you want to get involved with UT? And then, like, what did you study while you were there?
Yeah, so actually, I wanted to go to Berklee College of Music.
Oh,
jazz.
Yes, when it was time, I was like, I want to go to the big city and have that experience.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we all know what happened in 2020.
If I had taken
that road, I would have actually had to come home anyway.
Right.
So my dad is a professor at the University of Toledo. Mm-hmm. He's the director of the guitar program. He also teaches some mindfulness classes. And so financially, it made sense for me to go to
definitely.
UT.
As it does.
I think I'm also a fourth generation person to go to UT. But I was really surprised by my experience at UT. I was worried that because I'm from UT, that when I went, or I'm from Toledo, when I went to UT, that it would just be more of the same. It's totally different.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Totally different. When you're in a college environment, like you, that's a whole bubble.
Yeah.
That's a whole universe.
Yeah. I mean, you can be positioned around the same things that you grew up around, but it is entirely different on a campus for sure.
Completely. Yeah.
Tell us about what you studied in some of the extracurriculars you were involved in.
So at UT, for the first 2 years, I was a vocal jazz performance major. So I took voice lessons and piano lessons and music theory and piano. I'm so sorry to my piano teachers.
Music theory is not easy.
For the week.
That's a lot.
It is real not for the week.
But I got through it. I got through it. And then what happened is when COVID hit, there was just something else. There was something else really deep in me that was like, music is a big part of my life. Being an artist is really a huge part of who I am. And I started getting involved in all these student organizations, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I was like on fire to be a social chair of my sorority and plan the parties between the different frats and us. And like, I fell in love with that experience and leadership.
Yeah,
so then
sure.
What happened was that when COVID hit, I made a courageous pivot and I decided to do more of like a make my own major.
Right.
Which at the time
It is really cool.
Well, I'm so glad that UT allowed me to do that.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's a really unique
huge,
experience.
Yeah.
Not a lot of places offer that.
No. So I got to take sales classes and business classes and basically whatever I was feeling naturally drawn to. And now, actually, fast forward, I graduated in 2022. I'm actually seeing all of the constellation of all of those different things actually coming together.
Right.
In a really kind of cool, shocking way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which is really cool. I mean, you kind of just let yourself, like, guide you. Like, I feel like you had to put so much trust in yourself. And it's like now you're, like, seeing those results. And I think that's really awesome.
That was beautiful. Let yourself guide yourself. Yes.
Yeah. Like, I feel like you're just trusting yourself, like, doing the classes that you're drawn to and, like, I feel like that could be an avenue where there could easily be, like, a lot of self-doubt. And I feel like to overcome that is really inspiring.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's put it on a T-shirt on the Come Up merch. Let yourself guide yourself. I want to talk about, too, obviously you were involved in so much when you were at UT. And, I mean, you still carry that same sentiment with yourself now. You get involved everywhere in the community. But talk about founding the Multi-Faith Council at UT.
Yes.
Because we are very, very interested in what that looked like, what the organization was like, and what made you want to found that. And if it had anything to do with your parents and your upbringing.
It was one of the best. Like, when I think of my student involvement at UT, that was actually my education. I mean, and I had the classes and all the things, but actually there's no separation between what I did in my extracurriculars and then the education that I feel UT gave me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was is during COVID, I realized that, you know, Toledo as a city is one of the most religiously diverse cities in the country.
Absolutely.
And we don't really talk about that very much. We have an incredible organization, the Northwest Ohio Multi-Faith Council.
Yeah.
I grew up getting to go to those events. And what happens if you're listening and you haven't experienced this before, incredible leaders in Toledo will bring religious leaders from all these different faith traditions to come together and to actually build bridges between these religious communities and base that around service, friendship. That really informed how I move through the world now.
Yeah.
And so there was a Zen Buddhist club that I was involved in at UT, and there was just so many different amazing religious organizations. And I was like, what are we doing, y'all? We don't really talk to each other except for like one panel discussion a year.
Yeah.
And so what happened was is I brought this idea to a couple dear friends who were also TSA alum. And I said, what would happen if during this really horrible time of isolation and loneliness, we could connect on something so much bigger than ourselves?
Wow, yeah.
And actually get to see the student for all the different parts of who they are. Like, that's mm-hmm. what's really, to me, that's what's really exciting about this work, this type of work,
mm-hmm.
is that you get to invite and see the whole person.
Yeah.
So, like, if you really want to get to know someone, like, ask them about their religion, ask them about their spirituality, ask them about those types of things, and the answers you get are really, I mean, because culture obviously is in there, and family, and mm-hmm. also self-discovery mm-hmm. is
for
in
sure.
there.
And I think you really hit the nail on the head with spirituality, because mm-hmm. a lot of people, like you were saying, kind of shy away from the term religion just because there are so many different stigmas that are associated with so many different cultural religions. And so I think what's so interesting for you is that you brought everyone together under a multi-faith. So it's more about where are you, you know, you can have faith in anything. You can have faith in other human beings. You can have faith in yourself. You can have faith in a higher power. And the way that you have put this organization together, I think, is so beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you. It was it was amazing. We did a lot, actually, in our short time. And then I got to pass it on to someone that he's now in one of the organizations that I was also in. And the lineage keeps going, you know.
I love that.
And those lessons are always with me.
And you know you'll always have a legacy at UT, which is really incredible, too.
Well, they can't get rid of me. I just keep coming back. That's the truth, is I just keep showing up. I teach a yoga class at the UT Rec Center, and my joke is that I will be forever teaching at least once a week there, just because I love being connected to the students.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, for sure. And we definitely want to come back to yoga too, Miss, because we know you are out there with the wellness. But first, we also want to ask you about your internships.
Yes. What internships did you get involved in during college?
Ah, I know what I did. I don't think about this as an internship, but it actually was kind of, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
I was a student worker for the Office of Diversity at UT.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, the reason why it was kind of like fuzzy is because I was a student worker.
Right.
And but that's what I did in my summer between junior to senior year.
Mm-hmm.
I was totally immersed in that office, and they brought me on because they saw the religious diversity work I was doing on campus. And at first, when at the time it was Dr. Willie McKether, he's an amazing mentor of mine, and he was trying to give me this job. And I was like, oh, like, let's just bring the whole multi-faith council in. And I wasn't understanding that this guy was trying to give me, like, this really cool position that only one student gets
right.
at UT. And I was like, oh, like, let's just bring everyone in. Like, let's just do, like, because that's just kind of.
That's a testament to your personality.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like, let's bring the whole team on. And he was like, Isabella, no, like, I'm offering you a job. And I was like, oh. Yeah, we did some serious work that summer. We created the university's religious diversity calendar, which wow. historically had not even happened.
Yeah.
And what was so cool about it is I actually got to collaborate with Yale to make that happen.
No wow.
That was insane. Like that, the ability to just send an email, because in the realm of religious diversity work, if you're interested in something like that, I mean, the network is, you can connect with people mm-hmm. across the world with that.
For sure.
That was an amazing transformative summer.
I yeah. bet.
And that's something that's so, experience. You know, it's prevalent in every field. I mean, mm-hmm. every field needs to work on and focus on DEI efforts. And so I think it's really awesome that you have that experience. And now kind of taking that, moving into a leadership position with your current job. So obviously, for those who don't know, Queen Isabella, she is the president and CEO of the Toledo Mindfulness Institute and also a co-owner. So tell us about how you got hooked up with this position. And then what did it feel like for you to take on such a lofty role at such a young age?
Yeah, I mean, I took on this role at the time of us recording this 6 months ago.
Wow.
So it has been an extraordinary journey. So I've been consulting through the Institute. My parents created it 10 years ago. And I've been consulting through the Mindfulness Institute basically from the time it made sense for me to be on stage and talk to people. So like in mm-hmm. high school, you know, mm-hmm. I'd started doing for the population that made sense for me, high schoolers. And then yeah. when I got to college, I would lead mindfulness and self-love workshops for my sorority, and you know, the thread is always there, right?
Absolutely.
Connect the dots looking back. But what happened was is that I went to this conference. I went to the Forbes 30 Under 30 conference.
Wow.
And when I was there, and again, I was a consultant for the Institute at the time, I just was like, I can do this. Like I can do, I was talking to people who are doing incredible things.
Yeah.
And if there's, yeah. I, you know, if there's one piece of advice I have for a young professional listening to this, it's like be in the spaces that light you up.
Yeah,
that like,
absolutely.
That just inspire you, that just, they, it just blows your mind to what could happen. Because what happened was, is when I was driving home, it was in Cleveland. That's mm-hmm. that's an exciting thing actually for the Midwest, is that for the next 3 years, the Forbes 30 Under 30 conference is happening in Ohio. That is not a mistake.
Wow.
We should be taking notes on that and just kind of like as Gen Z in Toledo, like we were Toledo, our city was mentioned on the Forbes 30 Under 30 stage. Now there were two of us in the audience, me and my dear friend Emma Lou going, woo, like, you know, but at sidebar anyway. Yeah, when I was driving home, suddenly, I mean, it felt like suddenly, but it really wasn't.
Yeah.
All of these ideas for the Institute just started pouring through me. And I captured it all in voice memos and like crazy phone calls to my mom. And I was like, it was just an oh moment.
Yeah, so like that was the push you needed to yeah, like let
really,
that in. Yeah.
Exactly, Libby. And so I got home and I was like, Dad, I'm ready to be majority owner of this thing. And I'm ready to take this up. Toledo has shown me that I can do this, and there's a community here that I get kind of teary-eyed at it. Like, there's a community here that believes in me and believes yeah. in us and the Institute, because my parents have already done such incredible work with it, and I just was like, it's time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And what's happened in these last 6 months has been nothing short of just, I mean, full body chills. I'm here right now in the studio with Shambhavi, who is our intern. She's an amazing rock star. She's president of her class at Perrysburg High School. And she reached out to the Institute. She reached out to me to be part of this organization and to do her summer internship with me. And that
right.
just deep bows of gratitude and love for that. I mean, it's been amazing.
I am curious too, like obviously being a CEO, that's such a like great role. What does your day today actually look like?
What I love about my day today is that there's always kind of these core moments where I'm either teaching or I'm doing administrative work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I center my day around. It's like, okay, I've got a yoga gig in the evening. I've got a mindfulness training for the fire department at this time or whatever. And I just, that's how I center my day. But what I love is that I'm not just sitting in one place. I'm around. And I get to infuse community engagement into what I do.
Yeah.
I feel now more than ever that my personal mission statement of being an active, playing an active role in the renaissance and healing of Toledo mm-hmm. and the larger surrounding areas, that is definitely blending into what the Mindfulness Institute is about. And that's been really cool to see.
Sure. Yeah, which is awesome. We've talked on this podcast about Toledo's renaissance before. And like, yeah, we very much are believers.
Well, and for people who have lived here for so long, like you, like me, it's very interesting to watch it change from childhood until adulthood and re-fall in love with it as an adult. And I know you've had that experience too. And as you continue to get more involved with the Mindfulness Institute and with the community, I'm curious what you have seen your biggest successes and your biggest challenges to be within this role.
I'm standing on the shoulders of giants mm-hmm. in every aspect, with the Institute, with what's happening in Toledo. I would say my biggest success as CEO of Toledo Mindfulness Institute has been I feel like brand awareness doesn't really touch on it, but just I want the what's called the feeling tone, okay? Mm-hmm. This is the feeling of something mm-hmm. that has been able to move through Toledo.
Yeah.
So through me being out in the community and just being, you know, working with sincerity and integrity and trying my best, people are noticing the Institute. Long story short, I think the success has been trusting myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
Like where, if my intuition is like, I should go to that event or I should talk to that person, 9 times out of 10. It leads to something really beautiful.
Yeah. And I know you're a glass half full person, but I am. I definitely want to know if you faced any challenges in this role as well.
Yeah, definitely. I would say my age, I think of it as a superpower to be at the age that I am in this role, because I'm going to say us at this table, we have time. Mm-hmm. As far as we all know at this table, right?
Right.
We have time. So yeah. We are in the roles that we are in right now to be able to grow the seed into deep roots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's how I think about it. But yeah, definitely being 24, imposter syndrome is a real thing.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah,
it's a real thing.
Speak on that, girly.
Yeah, and it's I've done a lot of work to move through it, but yeah, the main thing. And again, going to that conference, that Forbes 30 Under 30 conference helped me a lot, because it showed me that I'm not the only one feeling that way.
Right.
And I know we can like listen to that and kind of be like, yeah, like we're not the only one. But yeah. If you're actually in a room with people who are doing cool stuff and they're doing their thing like you two, they're actually doing the thing and they feel that imposter syndrome, it's like, oh, okay.
Right.
Right.
On a smaller scale, but it definitely reminds me of the inspiration that I felt with like Rotor Act. I know you've kind of pulled me into that and I love it.
I know. Yeah, the evil laugh. I swear. She sees one young professional and she's like, hey, come here.
No, but honestly, it's such an inspiring place. And like the first time that I did, like I came stop by the dinner and I did feel so inspired after that. I was like, we're young people, we all feel this way, but there is a space for us, and it's such an important message. I think
she did. We got in the car after that dinner and she's like, okay, we need to make a plan, we need to do all these things, blah blah, blah. And I'm like, that's great, I love Rotaract, that's awesome.
That makes me so happy.
No, definitely. So talk to us about that. Tell us about like your involvement and, you know, the mission of that.
Yeah. I mean, when I really boil it down, I think it's my love for Toledo, the creation of Rotaract with my two dear friends, Melvin and Evan, Toledo Mindfulness, like all of these things that I'm interested in content creation wise, it all has to do with a belief that there is goodness here and all we need to do is just see each other.
Yeah.
Like that's the main thing. we already have all the pieces that we need as a city to thrive and be healthy and to be innovative and creative and strategic. We have everything we need. We just need to see each other.
Right.
And so with that right. framework, a lot of goodness has been able to grow.
Absolutely. And I love, again, the theme through everything you do is connecting people and connecting especially young people. And for the Gen Zers listening to this or for their parents who want to encourage them to connect, it's a great group to get together with other people,
definitely.
Like-minded or not, and from any profession and have different conversations about, you know, your experiences. And I think that's beautiful. But you also do a lot outside of Rotaract and outside of the Mindfulness Institute, too. Like Libby was talking about, we want to come back to your wellness and yoga.
Yes. Tell us about it.
So it's been actually really fun because I've been able to actually fold the yoga under the Mindfulness Institute because it all kind of touches on the same thing. But what happened is this summer, the summer of 2024, I did this really intense, I will say, like it was an intense yoga teacher training. It's one of the top ones in the country. In totality, I did a month-long residency, like 12 hours of yoga a day kind of stuff. But the juice that I got from that and the expertise, the knowledge that I got from that experience has been nothing short of amazing.
Yeah.
And actually, ever since that I got back from that training, that's when stuff for the Mindfulness Institute has really been picking up. And I don't think that's a coincidence.
No.
At all.
Definitely not.
Absolutely not. Connecting with yourself. Big things are happening.
I know. I love it. You're like, any passion that you have, you're like, let's combine it with another one.
Exactly. Which
I
is great.
It.
And that's a great lesson to teach to people our age, too, who might be exploring different career paths than what traditionally we've been taught to explore. And so I think that that's really awesome that you're able to commodify all of your passions into different things.
I would love to share actually a way, like a tangible tool, tactical way that I did this that has totally transformed everything for me. It's actually through social media. So I did a really deep dive into how to do social media well. Like, what is this thing? Like, how can we use it as a tool for good? And one of the main things is that you come up with what's called your content pillars. And so on my Instagram bio, you'll see I've got wellness, the arts, fashion, and Toledo's Renaissance. And so actually being able to spell out that those are the things that I love to talk about and they're broad on purpose, that has been so transformative for me.
Absolutely.
Because now all of those different facets of who I am can actually coexist and they can not only like live on one platform, but they could actually, my intention is for them to help other people and to inspire other people, not to be more like me, but to be more like them.
Yeah. Right. I love your social media presence so much.
Oh, thank you, Riley.
And the other thing I want to talk with you about, and I'm hoping you'll be promoting this on social a little bit, because you recently posted a beautiful video of you singing a song that you wrote. And we talked earlier about how you're a jazz artist and how you grew up around music and you love music so much. But I want to know what's on the horizon for you. I mean, you already have an album that you've produced and published. I want to know what else is on the horizon for your musical journey, as if you need more on your plate, by the way. But
yeah, it's been really amazing. As my business is growing, so is my desire and my, like, in my soul need to be creative.
Yeah.
They're parallel. And I feel so grateful that when the days are really long and I need to decompress, that what's naturally coming up is to create.
Absolutely.
Like that's actually, and it's just been feeding each other. Now, sometimes I'll be writing songs until like 3 a.m. and that's not good. That's what I've been doing the last couple nights, actually. Like I said, I've just been on this very creative growth spurt. with my music. But
sometimes you got to ride that out while it's happening, though. Right? So it's good.
Yeah, I'm with it.
I think you're right. I mean, really, what's happening right now is there's just a huge crest of growth. And I know that that's not what it is all the time, but I am just, I'm riding the crest right
for sure. So, well, you'll have to keep your number two fans in the know about when the next album is coming out, because we're very excited.
I will share that gorgeous. I've been writing music like nonstop, and I have an arsenal of probably 12 or 13 songs, not all of them jazz, some of them more pop.
I'm excited.
Awesome.
some of them just with my singing bowls, too.
Ooh,
so
wow.
So it's just my voice and the singing bowl.
Yeah.
And some poetry and some other stuff.
I love it.
So do you think she's like talented or what? Like, I mean,
maybe a little.
Maybe just a little.
You got me blushing over here.
So I did want to ask you too. Obviously, Gen Z, we need some help, I think, with this whole wellness thing. So what tips do you think we need to know?
I would say, as Gen Z, one of the main things is our attention span is really short.
That's very true.
Definitely
and
true.
And just, I mean, that's kind of, I mean, that's what's happening, not just in our generation, but I think particularly for us. That is something that we need to work with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is important because, and this is the real meat and potatoes of it, it's like if the attention span is so short with the outside world, it's even shorter in the inside world.
Yeah.
And everything, in order for it to be healthy, needs to come from the inside out,
right?
Not the outside in. And again, that's how social media has been used in kind of a negative way, is that we look at someone's outside and then we try to build the shell to make it look like the outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But really, if you're looking at someone that's just vibing on all cylinders and is just alive in what they do and they're just being who they are, they're not generating from the outside in. They're generating from the inside out.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great piece of advice. Thank you for that.
Yeah, this is really fun. it's fun to talk to y'all. Thank you.
Well, and before we get to our favorite segment, we do have one more question for you.
Okay.
Okay. Your advice for all young professionals.
I would say the major advice is that you need to understand that the environment is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And as long as you have a good framework for you to be seen and for opportunity to see you, you will find a rhythm. But it might take a second to figure out what that frame is. And that's my dream for Rotaract, is I just saw all these incredibly talented people in Toledo who just maybe they didn't fit the mold of what was available at the time.
Yeah.
But they are crazy talented and they are so amazing and they just needed a framework.
Yeah. And we're so proud of you. And now we need to get to the real meat and potatoes of the interview, our Roman Empires. For those who don't know, Roman Empires, the thing you can't stop thinking about. I'm going to let Libby kick this one off.
Okay. I'm going to try to keep it short because I know way too much about this for no reason. But the Brooke Sheffield Clinton Kane drama.
Oh, yeah. Permeating my For You page.
Which, like, terrible. So ironic to talk about this while we're, like, such a wellness, mindful state. I'm like, let's get into the drama.
Talk about real good use of...
Hey, you can be mindfully in drama.
No, this is, like, actually really great use of social media.
It's just so crazy. Like, he lied about everything. He said his parents died. His brother died. They're alive.
They're literally alive.
Well, oh, my gosh. What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His
dad
did
pass,
everything. But his mom and brother are still very much alive.
Mm.
Was, like, dating Brooke, cheated on her, was saying he was from Australia. He's not.
Fake Australian accent and everything. It's,
like,
crazy.
It's really crazy. Like, just a whole double life. And he is doubling down on it so hard on TikTok. Still trying to promote his music career, went into this whole, like, 30-part series about, how, like, picking apart every little thing and being like, oh, it was actually on this day that I said this lie, not that.
Because
day.
We should say that Brooke did make a multi-part series on her TikTok page exposing Clinton Cain for the liar that he was. So then he retaliated.
Was poking at her.
He
said, we broke up 2 years ago and she's still yapping. And it's like, you want to hear yapping?
Let's yap. So it was crazy.
I mean, yeah, just a really fun series to watch from afar. And I hope that he is stopped because no one should have to, like, deal with that. Or, like, I feel like he's just so, like, predatory and
it's weird.
Gross. And, yeah.
But if you're somebody who likes a little bit of drama, go watch that series because it is very engaging.
It's entertaining.
Very entertaining. mine is a little bit out of the box. I will also keep it short, but I am a huge, huge, huge David Bowie person. He's my inspiration for everything I do in my life, to be unapologetically myself and brave and all of that. I love David Bowie, and shout out to Chris Peterson because she introduced me to him.
Hey.
So couldn't have done it without my mama.
Good parents. We love good parents.
So I recently went on a whirlwind 10-day trip to Europe, and I went to Iceland, in Reykjavik, I went to London, Dublin, and Copenhagen. When I was in London, I was on a mission to see some part of the city where David Bowie stood, walked, existed, breathed something, because I wanted to feel that connection with him. Mm-hmm. So I went to this restaurant. Coincidentally, it was an Italian restaurant. My friend and I really wanted some Italian that night. We ended up realizing that the reservation we made was directly next to the spot where he took the cover art for The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars. So I got to stand in the exact spot where he stood and remake the photo, because of course I did. And I walked through the little alleyway where he walked, and it was just so healing for my soul. It was just beautiful to be able to say that I could walk the same streets or share the same space that he once shared.
How cool.
I just got like full body chills.
I know.
I love that.
I know. Wow. I was crying. It was, I was a mess. It was amazing. But
I love that. And like that, like the residual star power of that, like we can harness that.
Oh yeah.
Like that's, we can learn from the people.
I got like plus 9,000 aura for that one because that was great.
Yeah.
All right. We've been waiting.
Yes.
Isabella, let's hear it. What's your Roman Empire?
My Roman Empire is Crazy in Love music video.
Yeah.
I think about it so much because I grew up watching it. Like,
so real.
In fact, my mom, so we sent out Christmas, you know, Christmas cards 1 year. You know, typically it's a picture of, you know, the whole family. It was just a picture of me. And I remember the photo shoot that enveloped, I'm like, I think I'm like 6 or 7 at this point. It was me listening to that Crazy in Love song.
As it should.
And just me dancing. And the picture is me just like striking a pose, like this little child. Like, but there's a fierceness in my eyes that only Beyonce could give me.
Oh, yeah. Same spirit today still, by the way, as when you were 6 or 7.
It checks out for sure.
I love that.
I know. I think you have to like dig up the photo.
I know, right?
See. That's so funny.
Oh, dude, I will share it with y'all because, yeah.
So
no, she's looked, yeah. Young Isabella is striking that pose.
Well, Isabella, thank you so much for joining us today. We so appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you guys. This is truly a dream.
We love you.
Aw, I love you guys too.
Thanks.
We want to thank Isabella Weick, our guest on today's show. We're your hosts and producers, Libby and Riley, and our executive producer is the lovely Chris Piper.
If you have any questions, comments, or you just want to listen again, go to wgte.org/comeup or wherever you stream your podcast.
Bye, besties.
Bye, besties.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.